I'm Ed Rose, and this is Citizen Kane. Each week on this broadcast, heard only on WXZY Radio, I uncover little-known facts and forgotten memories from the hilltop. This week's program remembers Ward London and the Westline Caves. Ward London was said to have known the forests around Kane like the back of his hand. For many years, he loved to drop by the offices of the Kane Republican to share his latest discoveries. Known locally as the Shepherd of the Forest, sometimes London would share an interesting rock or fossil, or a story about an odd rock formation he had encountered on his latest daily journey. According to reports in the newspaper, London trekked the wildwood for decades and continued when he was well into his 70s. London was born in New Washington, Pennsylvania, and was drawn to Kane, like many others in the early 1900s, by the premium wages being paid at the local glass factories. Kane was sure some town then, London told the Kane Republican. Everyone was coming here for the big money. I made $100 a week then. Ollie Bedine was the boss flattener, and we both saw the end of things come with the machines, or automation as we know it today. When hand production of glass eventually went out of business in Kane, London traveled out to the West Coast to California to find work in the industry. But he did not stay away from his beloved forest lands for long. After returning, London resided for several years at Deering and Parrish, recalling walks along the railroad when you could not see the sun or sky for the great hemlocks. It was like a great carpet, London told the newspaper. He observed in his lifetime the effects of the original slashing of timber and the new growth into the protected and managed forests of today. For many years, London was ever present, seen hiking along the highways on his way to his next jaunt through the woods with the trusty staff he used to poke around a bit. Always smiling, he would politely decline offers to ride, remarking, "I just want to get the kinks out of my legs." For London, walking 20 or 30 miles or more per day was not unusual, although he sometimes tired and was known to take a midday nap in a sunny spot. He recalled waking up once to find himself being curiously observed by a herd of deer, and once was awakened with a start when he was surrounded by a noisy flock of crows, some of which were almost touching him. In the Westline area, he discovered the entrance to a deep fissure when he checked to find out why a small area had no snow covering when all around it the snow was several inches deep. This find led to a flurry of spelunking, or cave exploration, by local youth, causing grave safety concerns. According to a 1957 story in the Kane Republican, the natural rock formation of the fissure is unique to this area. There is that old legend of Revolutionary War troops passing through and storing arms, equipment, and other materials in a nearby cave. Alas, when a rash of teens began regularly exploring the dark and foreboding cave, their efforts turned up no treasure. In 1957, a group of young spelunkers went down in search of finding the other end of the fissure, discovering only a series of dead ends. When one lad became marooned in the depths of the cave, after his flashlight went out, he moved along a narrow edge deep in the shaft to finally find his way out. Shortly thereafter, the impending danger of the crevasse led to a boulder being placed over the opening to secure the shaft once and for all from further exploration. Ward London, Kane's Shepherd of the Forest, died in 1967 at the age of 84. It's not hard to imagine him taking one last vigorous hike through the primal forest he loved so much before lying in final repose next to a stream or sunny slope, somewhere deep in the verdant forest lands of the hilltop. Well, that's all for this week, friends. Please keep those story ideas coming, and send your comments and suggestions to citizenkanepa@gmail.com. And thank you for listening.